Please open your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Ephesians chapter 6, in your Scofield Bible, page 1255. We'll be reading verses 10 through 18. Sixth chapter of Ephesians, verses 10 through 18, page 1255. We'll read the verses responsively, and let's please stand to do so. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and together on the 18th verse, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And let's pray. And Father, how we thank you for your word. What would we do without the knowledge that we have your word, that we have this, the truth. And my goodness, we're fortunate. Thank you for this day, for this church which holds forth the word of truth, and thank you for a preacher which stands for the word of truth. We thank you for it all. We pray that you'd bless in this service in Jesus' name. Amen.
A little speech I always make on Lord's Supper morning. It is now 11:36. I will finish my sermon not 1 minute later than 12:10. So you can just relax and you can know that we'll not stay here past 12:10 as far as the sermon is concerned. My second promise, as I always make you on Lord's Supper Day, we will be leaving here before 12:30, at least by 12:30. So I want you just to sit back and forget the time, forget the fact that you lost an hour of sleep last night, in spite of the fact that you look horrible today, but just forget the fact. And I want you just to look right this way, and I want to help you this morning. I want to speak this morning on what it means to stand. The Bible so often says we're supposed to stand or take our stand. I want to talk to you about what it means to stand. Open your Bibles again, please. I want to teach you just for a few minutes from Ephesians chapter number 6, starting with verse number 10. I want you to look at your Bibles just for a few minutes with me, and then we'll pray, and then I'll bring the message. And again, may I remind you, before 12:10, we will be finished preaching, and before 12:30, we'll be gone. Ephesians 6:10, I'm going to read it down and teach it to you as I read. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not. I want you to notice the word wrestle. First thing we do is we wrestle. That word wrestle is a very interesting word. It's an attacking word. It means to vibrate. It means you just fight like that. The word means to vibrate. Wrestle. It's an attacking word. So the first thing it says we're supposed to do is wrestle. He said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but wrestle against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand. Now, the first word I want you to get is the word wrestle. Say it out loud, everybody. Wrestle. Now, that's the attacking word. Vibrate with vibrance and vibration. You attack. And then the next word is withstand. Now, the word withstand is a word, which it's an active word, which means resist. It's a defensive word, which means resist. It means you're supposed to wrestle and then withstand. Or what's the first word? Wrestle. Second word, withstand. Now, I want you to notice in verse 13 again. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Having done all, to stand. Now, in verse 14, we have the same word mentioned twice in a row. Verse 13 ends with the word stand. Verse 14 begins with the word stand. Having done all to stand, stand therefore. Now then, look at me a minute. After he gives the word stand, he teaches us how to stand. Now we think of standing as just doing nothing. But no, the word stand. Look at verse number 13 again. Verse 14. Stand therefore. All right, now, how are we to stand? Having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, all this time you're standing. This is what standing means. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We're still standing now. All this is standing. Above all, taking the verse 17. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. All this is a part of standing. Verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. Now look at me. The first word is the word what? Talk to me. First word is what? Wrestle. We're supposed to attack the devil. And there come times when we can no longer wrestle. We're being attacked. What's the next word? Withstand. But sometimes we've done all we can do. There's nothing else we can do, but we can what? Stand. And then our Lord tells us what standing means. And I want to speak this morning. And by the way, you'll learn something and you'll be helped if you listen to what I'm going to say for the next 25 minutes or so. Our Father, speak to our hearts. Teach us something that will transform our lives. What a pity it would be for that one little puny piddling hour of sleep keep us from gaining the strength we need. And we need strength this morning in the next 25 or 30 minutes more than we need an hour of sleep on the night before. So I pray you'd help us today to listen attentively, thirsting after righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. There are things that we're told to do in the warfare against Satan. The first thing we're told to do is to wrestle. And that word wrestle means to be on the attack. We're to be on the attack. We're to be vibrating on the attack. You've heard preachers stand up and preach sermons and say, "Now, beloved, we think about the good things of God." And then you've heard preachers saying, "Now, beloved, we're going to think about the good things of God." Why? Because there's a vibration there. There's an enthusiasm. There's a zeal. There's an excitement. There's a vibrance there. And first the Lord said, we're supposed to wrestle. But there comes a time in our lives when we do not take the attack, but we are attacked. And the next thing God tells us to do is to withstand. Now the word withstand means to resist. It means, it's an active word. It means keep on going, even though you're attacked. It means resist it. It means don't crumble. But wait a minute. There are times in our lives when we have done all we can do. There are times when you can no longer wrestle. There are times when you can no longer withstand. There are times in our lives, or in your life, mine, when you have done all that you can do. Now what God says is that don't fall apart then. He says wrestle, but if you can't wrestle, he says withstand, but if you can't withstand, he said stand. Anybody can stand. Now, listen carefully. There have been four times in my life and numbers of times in your life when I had done all I could. I had wrestled till I could wrestle no more. I had withstood until I withstood no more. And then all I could do was to stand. There are people this morning. You've done all that you can. You don't know what to do. You don't know which way to turn. You have wrestled, but you're so tired, you cannot wrestle. Let me tell you what this means. Sit up. Hey, wake up, wake up. And everybody punch your neighbor in the mouth and wake him up, slap him on the cheek, wake him up. And I want you to get this. I didn't study this so you could sleep while I'm preaching. So you sit still. This is what I'm going to say. I'll break my promise about 12:10. You're going to listen till you're going to listen for 27 minutes. Now you choose when you want to listen to those 27 minutes. You can listen to 27 consecutive minutes, or you can listen to an hour and a half and take your 27 minutes. But you're going to hear me for 27 minutes before you go home today. Now then, Let me tell you what it means. I love this. I love it. It alludes here to what we would call a tag team wrestling match. Now, I've often thought we'd have a couple of guys in the tenor section of the choir with the squeaky voices. I've often thought we'd choose a couple of those fellows and have a... I'm sure you do not know which ones we'd choose, but have a tag team wrestling match. Now, a tag team wrestling match is like this. One fella wrestles until he is pretty well tired and feels like maybe he can't go on anymore. So he goes over and he tags the next fella. And the next fella comes in and wrestles for him while he is over there doing nothing, while he's not wrestling. Now, what it means here is this. It means that there are times in this wrestling match, and that's what the word wrestle means here, there are times in this wrestling match with the devil, we've gone as far as we can go. We have wrestled, we can't wrestle anymore. So what do? We tag Jesus, he comes in for us and does our wrestling for us. That's exactly what this means here. It means that sometime I have wrestled, I have withstood, but I've done all I can do. There's nothing else I can do. I'm at the end of my rope. What will I do? I come and tag Jesus and say, Jesus, I'll be standing here while you take my place and wrestle for me. Now, a preacher said one time to me, Mother House, he said, we're not supposed to fight in these days. He said, the Bible says we're supposed to stand. Now, I said, wait a minute. It doesn't say that at all. It says, having done all to stand. When you've done all you can do and wrestled all you can and withstood all you can and at the end of your rope, then you stand. So God says, wrestle. The time comes you can't wrestle. You can withstand the devil and resist his attacks. The time will come when you can't even resist his attacks. The truth is you cannot wrestle. You cannot withstand. He says, having done all to stand. Now, not only does he... By the way, mentioned a while ago, there have been four times in my life when I could not wrestle. There have been four times in my life, and I won't go into them, but there have been four times in my life when I could not withstand. I just had to tag Jesus and say, take over. I can't do anything from here on. But Jesus said, okay, wait a minute. He said, you can do something too. You can stand. Now, not only does he tell us to stand, but he tells us what it means to stand. By the way, the word stand basically means don't change. Don't change. Jesus said, wrestle with the devil. Fight. When you get to a place where you can't fight, resist. Resist him. Withstand him. You get to a place you can't withstand him, he says, then I'll take over and you stand. But the word stand is a very interesting word. It means don't change. It means don't change. Jesus said, God said, through the apostle, he says, first, wrestle against, not flesh and blood, but principalities and powers and so forth. He says, wrestle. Vibrate. Give it all you got. That's what he's saying. But now he's saying, there comes a time when your strength is gone. He said, that time comes, withstand. Resist the devil. But he said, there comes a time after that when you cannot do anything. Tag Jesus. Let Jesus come. Fight the battle for you. But don't you change. Then he tells us here what it means to stand. Now, to stand doesn't mean what the pacifist Christians, the deeper lifers so-called, thinks it means. It doesn't mean to sit there on your blessed assurance that the world go to hell and never have a bus route, never win a soul, never serve God, never spread the message, never do a thing for God, and just let God do the work. Like the old lady said, I don't know and I don't care. All I want's my rocking chair. Now, that's not what it means. There are some things that the word stand means. Having done all, stand. Now, in the first place, he said, stand means don't change what you believe. Your loins gird about with the truth. Now, we're standing now. We're not wrestling now. We're not withstanding. We're standing. And Jesus said, here's the way you stand. First is, don't change what you believe. Your loins gird about with the truth. Now, there's a terrific temptation. When you come to a place in your life where you've done everything you can do, there's a terrific temptation for you to say, it just doesn't work anyway. Why believe it? You listen to me. It does work too. Now, it won't work out like you think it ought to work out, but it so happens that you're not God. Now, what he's saying is this. When you have come to the end of your rope,
and you can no longer wrestle, you can no longer withstand, he said, stand. What does it mean to stand? Don't change. First, don't change what you believe. Don't go off and join some little new evangelical church because things are going bad for you. Don't turn against God because you can't understand the workings of God. Don't change. Don't change. Don't change. One thing I've done when I've gone to the valley and I could do nothing else in this world, I've always said, I believed it up until now, I'll believe it now, and I'll always believe it. I said to our colleagues the other day, don't put up for consideration considering what you believe again. I decided years ago, I believe that book is the Word of God. It's not subject to change. I'm not going to reconsider my position. I decided years ago that Jesus is the virgin-born Son of God, and that's not subject to change. I'll never consider it again. It's all settled. I decided years ago, Jesus died for me on the cross. He rose again after 72 hours. He's coming again in the clouds of glory. It's all settled. It's not up for change. Jesus said, have you wrestled till you can wrestle no more, withstood till you can withstand no more? He said then, stand. Having done everything you can do, stand. Don't change what you believe. Well, I tell you what, I'm just tired of fundamentalism. I've been disappointed in fundamentalists. Well, I'm disappointed in liberals. But I know a fundamental preacher that went to a prostitute. And in the first place, he wasn't a fundamental preacher. He is a charismatic preacher, and that's a heap of difference. But I know I've been disappointed in Christians. Well, I'm disappointed in Hollywood harlots, too. I think I'll just go on the Word. You're going to find more sin in the world than you'll find with God's people. God said this. He said, okay. He said, don't lose your confidence in the truth. He said, having your loins girt about with truth, don't change what you believe. Now, he said, secondly, he said, when you've wrestled, you can wrestle no more. And you have withstood, you can withstand no more. He said, not only stand, and what he meant was don't change what you believe. Number two, he said, don't change the way you live. Look at me, look at me, look at me. When you've gone to the end of the rope, you tie a knot and you're hanging on. Jesus said, don't stand, don't change the way you live. He said, the breastplate of what? Righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness. Well, I'm just tired of fundamentalism. I'm tired of this negative religion. There is no other religion other than negative religion. Thou shalt not steal, our God says. Thou shalt not kill, our God says. Thou shalt not covet, our God says. Thou shalt not commit adultery, our God says. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, our God says. And if you don't have a Christianity that makes you quit something, you don't have Bible Christianity. Invariably, here's what will happen. Folks will come to church. They'll be faithful to God. They'll fight the battle for God. All of a sudden, an attack comes. And troubles come. First thing they'll do is drop out of church. Well, brother, the time you need the church the most is when you're in trouble. And God said, when you can't do anything else, having it all, stand. What does he mean? Don't change what you believe, and don't change the way you live. I think I'll turn to drink. Won't you turn to Jesus? I think I'll quit church. What's the use? Doesn't make any difference. I have tried to live a Christian life. I have tithed. I've been clean. I haven't gone to the nightclubs. I've not hung around the country clubs. And what's the use? Nothing turns out right for me. Let me tell you, you love God, everything's going to turn out right for you. Now, you may not know what right is. God knows what right is. God said, "Ek, wrestle." You can't wrestle, withstand. If you get to where you cannot withstand and you cannot tag Jesus, but stand. What does he mean to stand? Don't change what you believe. Number two, don't change the way you live. Don't change one conviction. I'll tell you something. We have a great crowd this morning. Down a little bit because they'll be here at 12. I'll guarantee you. Folks will come in this morning at 11:45. I guarantee you'll see if you're bumping to them as you leave.
I hope they get here about after you've gone. And scared to death, thought the Lord came. Now listen. Many, many years ago, I decided alcohol was wrong. Many years ago, I decided women ought to dress like women and men like men. Many years ago, I decided that women strutting their thighs and showing their half their breast in public was wrong. Many years ago, I decided that dancing was wrong, rock and roll was wrong, rock music was wrong. Many years ago. Now, some battles come. So what will I say? Well, it just doesn't pay to stand. I don't stand because I'm paid. I stand because He said to stand. You've done all you can do. Nothing else you can do. You're at the mercy of society. You're at the mercy of people. You've gone as far as you can go. You've wrestled that you won't do any good to wrestle anymore. You've withstood. It won't do any good to withstand anymore. You just have to tag Jesus, and while you do, stand. And Jesus said standing means don't change what you believe. He said it also means don't change the way you live. Brother, I'm committed. They used to say about me when I was a young preacher, well, when he gets middle-aged, he'll calm down. When I got middle-aged, they said, when he gets old, he'll calm down. Well, I'm old now. They'll say, when he dies, he'll calm down. I'll kick in the pulpit, in the casket, I'll guarantee you. I'll kick in the casket. Listen, I decided years ago what I believe about this book, about right and about wrong. Come what may, come small crowds, come big crowds, come popularity, come unpopularity, come fame, come shame, come infamous, come famous, come what may, I am not going to change. Why? Because I'm supposed to stand. I'm supposed to stand, the Bible says. What is standing? Standing is don't change what you believe. Standing is don't change the way you live. Thirdly, He said your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Not only don't change what you believe, and don't change what you do, don't change what you way to live, but don't change what you do. Well, I tried soul winning and I lost my job. God didn't say go soul winning and you lose your job. He said go soul winning to the end of the age. Don't change what you do. Keep on going soul winning. You may not can answer all the critics about you, but you can keep on going soul winning. You may not can find any medicine that will cure your disease, but you can keep on going soul winning. God said there are going to come times in your life where you've done all you can do. Don't fall apart. He said stand. And the word stand means don't change. Don't change what you believe. Don't change the way you live. And don't change what you do. Keep on going soul winning. There's a fourth thing. He said, having the shield of faith. The shield of faith. Now, what does it mean? He means don't change what you believe. Don't change the way you live. Don't change what you do. And don't change whom you trust. Don't change whom you trust. But Brother Hiles, I don't understand this. I'm at the end of my rope. I've trusted Him. And I've trusted Him, and I still can't see my way through. Don't change. Keep on trusting Him. Job said, He took my riches, but I trusted Him. He took my children, but I trusted Him. He took my friends, but I trusted Him. He took my wife, but I trusted Him. He took my health, but I trusted Him. And Job throws himself, stands up for a moment, and he says, though he slay me, yet will I trust Him. I decided years ago, my God is a good God. I decided years ago that my God is trustworthy. I decided years ago that all things do work together for good to those who love God, to those that are called according to His purpose. Now quit changing. Quit changing. Every time you get disappointed in something or somebody, quit changing. Keep on believing what you believe. Keep on living like you've lived. Keep on winning souls like you did. And bless God, keep on trusting our wonderful Savior. Oh, God doesn't change because you change. And God doesn't change because somebody else changes. Not only are we told, stand.
What does stand mean? Stand means don't change. Don't change what? Don't change what you believe. Don't change what? Don't change the way you live. Don't change what? Don't change what you do. Don't change what? Don't change whom you trust. Number five, he said, talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Don't change what you read. Don't change what you read. It's an interesting thing to me. We get discouraged and battles come, and at the time we need this book the most, we quit reading the book. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Take this book off trial. Take it off trial. Take God off trial. God doesn't have to give report to you every day and prove that what He does is right. Of course, you're going to have times you can't do anything about it. He said goodbye to one of our finest men yesterday morning. I feel like I can see him in the PA room now, where he stayed for over 25 years in the PA room. One of the finest men we had in this church, Brother Ray Newton. His wife now can do nothing about it. He's gone. She's here. She's got to face life alone. She cannot wrestle to get him back. She cannot withstand. All she can do is stand. And Jesus said, Charlene, stand. Don't change what you believe, Charlene, because your husband was taken at 58 years. Don't change the way you live. Don't change your convictions. Stand. Don't change what you do. Keep on soul winning, Charlene. Don't let the fact that your husband was taken before you had his 70 in 10. Don't let that change. Don't change. Stand. I know you can't wrestle today. You're too weak. You can't withstand today. You're too weak. You've done all you can. But bless God, you can stand. Don't change. Don't change. Don't change what you believe. Don't change the way you live. Don't change what you do. Don't change whom you trust. Don't change what you read. If you can't understand God, keep on reading it anyway. You get to a place where you think God's mistreated you, keep on reading it anyway. Listen to me. Keep on reading it anyway. This is God's eternal book. This book will still stand when kingdoms have fallen. This book will still stand when Gorbachev is history. This book will still stand When the Central American problems are all gone. This book will still stand when dictators have crumbled. Hitler tried to destroy this book. Hitler's dead and the book stands. Mussolini tried to destroy this book. Mussolini's dead and the book stands. Soviet Russia, Lenin, and Khrushchev, and Stalin, and Gorbachev, and all of them tried to destroy this book. And this morning, this old book is going into Soviet Russia. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I dare not trust the sweet refrain, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Don't change. So easy to change when troubles come. So easy to change when burdens come. Well, what's the use anyway? What's the use? Everything bad's happened to me. What's the use? I'll tell you what the use is. There's a God in heaven's going to judge you someday and look in your face and say, when you got to where you could not wrestle and you could not withstand, did you stand? Don't change. The apostle, inspired with the Holy Spirit, said, wrestle, fight, vibrate. And he said, when you can't do that anymore, he said, withstand, resist, be defensive. Can't do that anymore. Tag Jesus. Let Him fight for you. But while He's fighting for you, don't change. Don't change. Don't change what you believe. Don't change how you live. Don't change what you do. Don't change whom you trust. Don't change what you read. And lastly, don't change to whom you come. He says, praying always. Praying always. How do you stand? You keep on believing what you believed before you got in trouble. How do you stand? You keep on having the same convictions and living the same way. You don't turn to liquor. You don't turn to nightclubs. You don't turn to dancing. You don't turn to rock music. You stand. You don't change.
What do you do when you've done all you can do? You don't change what you do. You keep on witnessing. Keep your bus route. Keep your Sunday school class. Keep on soul winning. Don't change whom you trust. Keep trusting God just like you did when you could figure out what He was doing. Don't change what you read. And don't change to whom you come. I prayed when the answers were so quick to come. I said yesterday morning at the funeral service for Brother Newton. 1 week before Brother Ray Newton came to my office, a lady came to my office with cancer. She said, "Would you anoint me with oil and pray for me?" I said, "Yes, I will." I anointed her with oil and prayed for her. Do you know that she went back to the doctor and had x-rays? The doctor said, "You're completely healed." The next week, Ray Newton came in. Now, I love this lady, but I did not know her well. I love her because she's one of our folks and because God's given her as a member of our church. But you'll forgive me for saying I've worked with Ray Newton for 25 years or more. He's been almost 30 years. I love Ray Newton like my own brother. And I wanted so hard for God to heal him. And I anointed him with oil, and I prayed the same prayer, nearly word for word, with more intensity than I had the week before. And now for these almost 2 years, there's not been one single day when I've been at home that I have not driven out there on Pulaski Street and gone to that little dead-end street where Ray Newton lives. Not one single day in almost 2 years. But what I haven't gone there and prayed for God to heal Ray Newton. I don't know why He didn't heal him. But I don't have to know why. I did all I could. All I could. Now what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to stand. There have been times in my life when I felt like God didn't really treat me right. But ladies and gentlemen, look at me and I'm through. Look at me. I've never considered one time when the battle got so rough I couldn't see my hand in front of me. I've never one time considered change. If I cannot fight, and if it's beyond my ability to defend myself and resist, bless God, I can do what Jesus said do. I can stand. And stand doesn't mean some kind of a passive sitting there in a prayer meeting waiting for God to do something while you do nothing for God. Stand means don't change. When troubles come, don't change. When burdens come, don't change. Don't change what you believe. Stand on the unchanging truth of God. Don't change the way you live. Keep on with the old convictions you decided on years ago. Don't change what you're doing. Keep on spreading the wonderful story of redeeming grace. Don't change whom you trust. Believe in Him when you can't see it turning out right. Believe that God Almighty never makes a mistake. Don't change what you read. Live in the book. Stay in the book. Don't change to whom you come. Come to the throne of grace. Cast your care upon Him. And trust Him. Are you wrestling today? Are you in a battle today? Or are you too tired? You can no longer wrestle. All you can do is withstand. Or have you gone to the place where you can no longer withstand? It's out of your hands. You can't do anything about it. You can stand. I was asked this question at pastor school. Brother Hiles, you're the same that you were when I heard you preach 35 years ago, a fellow said. He said, "You preach just like you did 35 years ago." He said, "You preach the same things you preached 35 years ago." I'll tell you why. Over 40 years ago, I decided what I believed. And I still believe it. Over 40 years ago, I decided once and for all what I thought was right or what was wrong. And brother, the changing of the winds don't change what I believe. The changing of the winds don't change the way I live. The changing of the winds don't change the soul winning. But what I do or whom I trust Him. Though He slay me, yet will I trust Him.
doesn't change what I read. I live in the book regardless. I decided 40 years ago. And blessed be God, I decided 40 years ago to live on my knees and walk with my God and come to the throne of grace boldly. And blessed be God, come what may. If I am voted out of this church tomorrow, if I have a stroke tomorrow, a heart attack tomorrow, or if I go under tomorrow, if all the sorrows and heartaches the devil can launch my way, I plan by God's grace to stand. Our Heavenly Father.